Tell me your flower story.
My name is Lori Jensen, and this is my flower story. My flower story comes from my childhood. Actually, we didn't have very many. What we grew on my Northwest Iowa farm were soybeans, corn, alfalfa, and a great big vegetable garden. Those were important crops to feed the family. And actually, flowers were a luxury. Really, nobody ever had time to tend them or to nurture a flower garden. As I think about this story, I think about how my Grandma Grace was the one who did care about flowers. The very few kinds of flowers that we had, lilacs, iris, bridal bush, and hollyhocks, were all a result of what she planted. Nobody tended them. They just came up, and we were glad they came up, but we didn't do anything about it. We had great uncle and aunt across the road, Aunt Genevieve and Uncle Glide. Now, they had a picket fence and peonies and a great big lilac bush, and she wore great big flower hats, and he smoked cigars, drove Cadillacs, and we got great big boxes of chocolate candy from them. But that wasn't what our farm was like. Our farm was just a lot of work. The first flowers I remember were lilacs. They smelled so good. And my sister and I used to collect them and put them in colored vases on my mom's glass shelves in the dining room. And they looked lovely for a little while. The trouble is they didn't last very long. And the other trouble was that they didn't last until Memorial Day. One of my dad's favorite holidays was Memorial Day. And we went to the cemetery, rain or shine, and we always were just scrambling to find some flowers because our pathetic yard was not fenced in with a picket fence, but with a wire farm field fence. And in fact, the story goes that sometimes no one got to the mowing to the point that it had to be baled. So, you know, nobody took care of flowers. And we looked for irises. They were the ones that would come up in the spring right about the time of Memorial Day. They were yellow and lavender, and we would put them in a coffee can and take them up to my grandparents' grave where Dad would tell us all the stories. Then we also had bridal bush, and that was planted near our hired man's house, big old bush. And it was great for those summer weddings that my sister and I put on with all our costumes and dressed up with bridal bush bouquets. And then the fourth flower that I really remember was hollyhocks. They were planted actually in my grandparents' house across the driveway. And at the time, because like I said, my Grandma Grace died very early, there were always renters in that house. And my mom was just sweating away in the kitchen and in the garden. Donna, our neighbor, was making us hollyhocks dolls. If you've ever made a hollyhocks doll, from the blossom, you make a skirt, and from another blossom, you make a hat, and then the body and the head are from the buds, and they're held together by toothpicks. It's very simple. We spent many happy hours on her steps. She took the time to indulge the luxury of flowers, I guess. Flowers were some of the best delights of my childhood on an Iowa farm.
Lori, do you think flowers are essential?
Well, actually, I don't know if I think they're essential, but I think beauty is essential to human flourishing, and especially natural beauty. And I actually think that flowers seem to be sort of the pinnacle of natural beauty, and really, for me, evidence that there's a good and beautiful God behind it all.
If you were a flower, what flower would you be and why?
Well, I don't know much about wildflowers, but I would definitely be a wildflower. And that's because wildflowers surprise us. And I think that the surprise of a beautiful flower on a trail is one of the most delightful things in life. So I would love to be that flower.